This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a suicide bomb attack at a busy checkpoint in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, is at least 80. More than 90 others were wounded in Sunday's attack. An explosives-laden vehicle blew up in the middle of a checkpoint where nearly 100 vehicles and rickshaws were waiting in line. I should have said that was Saturday's attack. Authorities said today's attack was the deadliest incident to hit the capital in months. North Korea has begun a closely watched ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un amid signs Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce his plans for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer a better proposal in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea has boycotted nuclear talks for months and recently threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. An official said earlier this month that denuclearization is off the negotiating table. Those threats, mostly made by lower-level officials, are widely seen as an attempt to increase pressure on the United States ahead of North Korea's deadline. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shakli, London.
Protesters in Iraq on Saturday shut down a southern oil field and forced a cutoff of electricity at the facility. This takes place amid ongoing unrest that has wracked the capital and much of southern Iraq. This is VOA News.